We know that many people like to unwind with a glass of red or white, and it turns out that there may be some benefits in just doing that for older women. To discuss that a little bit more, we've got Dr. Rachel Wong, and she's from the School of Biomedical Science and Pharmacy here at the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Rachel. The substance that's found in wine and grapes in particular is resveratrol. Can you tell us a little bit about that this morning?
Okay, so thank you for having me, Marcus. So resveratrol, as you know, it's a polyphenol found on the skin of red grapes. And you can also find resveratrol in berries, skin of peanuts, and also chocolate, you know, but very small amounts.
Well, we often hear that alcohol is good for us. We know that that's one of the places we can find it. What were some of the benefits that your study found, showing the benefits found particularly in red wine?
We didn't actually give red wine to our participants. We actually gave them the resveratrol in the form of supplement. So alcohol in small amounts, they do boost, blood flow in the brain only for a short while. But studies have shown that, you know, people who drink chronically have actually reduced blood flow in the brain. So what we did in the study, we gave the older women 75 milligrams of resveratrol twice daily. So we give them that for 14 weeks. And what we found that it improved the blood vessel function in your brain. So which means that the improved ability of blood flow to the brain, so that led to boosting of your cognitive performance.
Of the substances that we can find resveratrol in, where would you suggest going to find the maximum benefit from it, Rachel?
If you want the maximum benefit, supplement will be your best bet, because you have to drink a lot of red wine to get the kind of benefit that we found in our studies, unfortunately.
And what were some of the outcomes, you think, moving forward in terms of how we can get this information out there? Because you guys have got another study coming up, correct?
Yes, we do have another study coming up. So besides finding an improvement in blood flow in the brain as well as mental function, we found that in our pilot study, we found that the people in the resveratrol group has also reduced anxiety. And that actually led to a better perception of well-being. They also reported a reduction in their chronic pain, which was related to their age-related osteoarthritis. So we're actually trying to confirm this study more comprehensively in a two-year trial that we are conducting. So we're recruiting women aged between 45 and 85 years old that are not on HRT to participate in this study.
It all seems to come back to eating the right things and looking after yourself. You'll find there are health benefits all over the place.
Yes, there is. So there are things like, you know, people they can do so they can keep their body weight, you know, within the healthy range, get, you know, their exercise, keep their blood pressure in check and stop smoking, all of which, you know, leads to, delaying the onset of dementia, improving cognitive performance and basically better quality of life.
And Rachel, finally, if anybody would like to get involved in the next study, have you got some contact information at hand?
Yes. You can ring us on our office at 4921-8616 or send us an email at cnrc@newcastle.edu.au.
Thank you, Rachel, for your time this morning, and good luck with those further studies. We hope to hear from you when you've got the results of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark.